Oh, so it's you. It's about time he was getting here. You better get yourself an alarm clock.
I was up at 5 o'clock.
Five? Well, then what in tarnation you been doing all this time?
Been working, that's what I've been doing.
Working? Well, you just listen to me yet, Peters. You're a partner in this store, and when you feel like working, you can do it for the business. Got plenty of time on Sunday to do your own work.
That's nothing to get head up about. I was working for the business.
Yes, it looks like you're doing it. Getting here at 6:30 in the morning, most noon. What was you doing?
I was looking after our horse.
Our horse? Now, look here, young fella. You can just get that idea out of your head. You bought it, didn't you?
Yes, but...
And you didn't ask me nothing about it, did you?
No, but I paid for it with...
With what? That's just the point. What did you pay for that horse with?
I paid for it with the firm's money, and that makes it half yours.
It don't do nothing of the kind.
If you'd have bought them chickens with that $75, they'd have been half mine, wouldn't they?
Yes, I suppose it would, but dagnabbit, that'd have been business. We could have sold them chickens.
I bought the horse for business, too, and it's half yours.
It can't. It can't, tell you. It is not, and you shut your trap. Why, dagnabbit, I could have you arrested for taking that money for your own use. That's what I could do, have you arrested right out.
Yeah, you just try it once. That's all. You just try it.
Well, now, hold your horses, can't you? I didn't say I was going to. Besides, you'll likely be in jail soon enough anyhow.
What for? I ain't done nothing.
For horse stealing, that's what.
I didn't steal it. It was that feller.
Maybe not for horse stealing, but what's just as bad for being one of these here accessories to it.
Accessories to it?
Yes.
Accessories to what?
Accessories to the horse. The horse, of course.
Yes. Horses ain't got no accessories. You must be talking about automobiles.
Well, I ain't neither. I'm talking about this horse. It ain't one of them kind of accessories. It means you helped to steal it. That's what it means.
I didn't.
You did?
I didn't. Ain't never been to Knoxville in my life.
Well, don't make no difference. You got the horse, ain't you?
You mean we've got it?
Oh, there you go again. What are you trying to do? Get me in jail, too? I'm going to settle this right now, Ed Peters. Get me a sheet of paper and a pen.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'll show you what I'm going to do. Go and get that paper.
I am getting
it. Oh, son, time's getting me into trouble in this thing.
Here it is.
Now, you sit down there and then write what I tell you.
Well, why don't you write it?
Because I want it in your handwriting, that's why. I'll put down, let me see, what was it? Oh, yes, put down, no man but these presents. Go on, put it down.
Oh, I am, ain't I? Hey, which presents you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Christmas presents, I suppose. What's the difference? Now put this down. I, Ed Peters, here he is.
You ain't Ed Peters. I am.
Sonny, don't argue about everything. Just put it down like a tag. I, Ed Peters, here and after, known as the party of the first part.
I thought it was about time you was putting me first in something.
Never mind about that. You got it down?
Yeah.
Well, then put the being a sound mind and body.
What is this, a will?
No, it ain't a will. It's just the way they write these things. Got that?
I got it here.
Now put down, do hereby certify that I...
Not. Sounds like a check.
You just write what I tell you. Never mind what it sounds like. Do hereby certify that I bought the horse here and after known as the party of the second part.
What's the use of putting that down?
Put it down. Oh, well, got it here, huh? Now put down my own free will and without...
There you go again about a will. You can just write it yourself. I ain't going to make out no will to nobody.
Oh, it ain't no will, I told you. And you just are going to write this yourself. It would be no good if I wrote it. Say, of my own free will and without my partner Zeb Winterbottom knowing nothing about it, go on, put it down.
Yeah, we know that already.
Well, maybe we do, but Wiggle, you're going to write it just the same. Got it?
Yeah.
Now put, therefore, the party of the second part belongs entirely to the party of the first part.
Now, don't waste the dead darn fast. What do you think I am, one of these here short-handed typewriters?
You might be a son of if you was. Got that?
Yeah.
Now put, and if anybody has to go to jail over having the party of the second part, it will be the party of the first part and not my partner, Zeb Winterbottom.
I ain't going to write it. You can just, you're just trying to get me put in jail. That's what you're doing?
Oh, I ain't neither. I'm just trying to stay out of jail myself. You are going to write it, or I'll have you arrested for taking that money. You can just shoot yourself now.
Yeah. Don't give a feller no chance at all. Well, go on, let's get it over with. I got that all down.
All right, all right now. You're the one that's wasting time. I'll put down, and furthermore, 90 days...
Ain't putting me in jail enough?
Put it down. And furthermore, 90 days from date or more, whenever I get the money...
What money?
You'll find out quick enough. Whenever I get the money, I promise to put back in the cash register the $75 I took out to buy the part of the second part.
The part of the second part.
Yeah.
I got that down. Well, there you are. Now, what are you going to do with it?
You're going to sign it, that's what.
I ain't.
You're all right, then. Give me that phone book. I'm going to call the sheriff and have him come out.
Just hold your horses a minute, can't you? Who are you going to show this to, supposing I do sign it?
I ain't going to show it to nobody unless I have to.
All right, then. Well, I'll sign the dad darn thing. There you are. Must say it's a fine way for you to treat your partner.
Yes, well, how about the way you treated me when you took our money and bought that horse? It's your horse, and I just keep this paper to prove it, that's all. That's your own. How did you fetch this away? Something you wanted this morning?
Yes, loaf of bread, please. Well, how are things going with you?
Oh, pretty good. Can't complain. Is that all? Anything else?
That's all this morning.
Thank you. It's a nice day, ain't it?
Oh, Professor Thistlewaite, you know something about the law, don't you?
Why, of course, I have never made a complete study of it, but I'm pretty well versed in the basic principles of the law.
Well, I've just been wondering. Of course, it ain't never happened, so far as I know, but I've just been wondering.
Yes?
I've just been wondering.
That's three times you've been wondering now. Go on there, fetch what you want to know.
It's kind of hard to say, but what I want to do is. I've just been supposing Zeb here was to steal a horse or steal an automobile, and
you just leave me out of this.
Yeah, supposing somebody steal an automobile with accessories, and he'd come along and sell it to me or to you, and it was a stolen automobile with accessories. What I was wondering was, could they put you in jail for buying it?
Well, you see, when anyone buys a second-hand automobile, he should get with it a certificate of ownership, so that there will be no question about it.
Yeah, but supposing it didn't have no certificate of who owned it, supposing it was a horse, or supposing it was a cow.
Yeah. One should never buy anything of that kind without knowing the seller.
Yeah, I know, but supposing you didn't know him.
Well, I wouldn't buy unless he could establish his ownership without question.
Yes, but suppose you didn't know about that, and you bought the horse or the cow, could they put you in jail for it?
Well, I would say that a man in possession of a stolen, cow, could not be put in jail ordinarily.
Please, Dad, you think it's a dad very smart.
Unless he knows that the cow is stolen.
Too smart now.
Well, thank you, Professor. I just wondered. Of course, I don't know of anything like that happening, but I just wondered.
Well, I was beginning home. Some writing to do. Well, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Go along, Professor.
Yes, coming in sometime.
Shucks, now what are we going to do?
What are we going to do? You mean, what are you going to do?
Ain't you going to help me at all?
Well, I might give you a little advice if I can think of any. Flash it. Well, how are you going to all drop that phone just when I get settled down to... Hello? Yes? No, I'm his partner. Yes? You don't say. No, he ain't seen him. When? Tomorrow? Yes, we'll do that. Goodbye.
Who was it? Who was it?
You're camouflaging right away, young fellow. That was the sheriff that was here yesterday, and he found out the horse wasn't on the train at all.
Well, what's he going to do?
He's going to come back here tomorrow and look for it.
Yeah.
You better camouflage yourself, too.